to the 113th Psalm, and I tell you what, that midnight cry is going to come. The Bible says, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And that is going to happen. See, I'm going to go one way or the other. I'm going to go either through death, because one day I might die, amen? And don't say amen too loudly, I don't want it to be any day soon, but I'm either going that way by death or when Jesus is standing in the clouds and his Father says, go get my children, and we're caught up together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The 113th Psalm is right in the midst of a group of psalms that were written during a time, or compiled, I should say, for the purpose and with the intent of drawing our attention to praising God. What it's for. If you'll go back to the 111th Psalm, just a couple before there, the 113th, we're going to jump right in to verse number 1, as the Bible says, praise ye the Lord, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. In the 112th Psalm, he says, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. In the 113th Psalm, verse 1, again the psalmist says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in the earth? He raiseth the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren women to keep the house, or to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Find in this passage of Scripture that God is compelling us to praise him. I see the plea, first of all, to praise God, as he cries out to say in three different passages, but the same very thing, praise ye the Lord. So we find this plea. We also, when we come to verse number 2, we find the process that is involved in praising the Lord. As he says, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So we find this process. It is blessing the name of God in this. But then in verse number 3, we find the practice of praising the Lord. As he says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. When the sun comes up and when the sun goes down, we're to be praising the Lord. So I wonder if this is what God expects of us. And I don't even need to say if, because it is what God expects of us, to praise him. Why don't we do it? We find the plea, God says, praise me. Praise me. Praise me. Praise me. Those that know God ought to be able to praise him. So he's asking us to praise him. He gives us this process in this, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So there's a time that we begin the praise and there's a time that we stop the praise, but the stopping of the praise, since it's forevermore, there is no stopping of the praise. The practice, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So why do we not do it as often as we should? We'll examine here this morning what praise is. We'll examine why we are to be praising, and we'll even examine just a little bit in the beginning as to why we're not. Let's pray together, and we'll get started. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for your goodness to us. God, so much so that we didn't even deserve it. We still don't deserve it. But God, you allow it and you give it to us anyway. God, your word here tells us to praise you. Father, I know that even in my own life, I don't bring you the praise and honor that you truly deserve, that you've earned. And how you express your goodness to us. God, may we just come to the place in our lives that we would just learn to praise you. Help us in this. Guide our thinking this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. What is praise? God says, praise ye the Lord. His word says, praise ye the Lord. Over and over and over again, we're commanded, we're told to praise the Lord. So what is this praise? What are we supposed to be doing in this idea of praising? Well, praising is actually pretty simple. It is the expression of gratitude. It's gratitude. It's saying thank you. It is expressing our thanks to God. You say, Pastor, this is not November. I realize this. Typically, we would come into the month of November. Of course, we come into the season of Thanksgiving. We give it one day, and we write down everything that we're thankful for, and we give God the praise, and we do all of these things at this Thanksgiving season, and then we go right into our own desires and go back into our own things, and we stop praising God. We do it one day a year, and then occasionally, maybe throughout the year, if we think about it and if we remember, we'll continue and we might praise, so on and so forth. But the problem is that this expression of gratitude goes beyond just an expression of gratitude. It's actually for something. Notice it says the expression of gratitude for personal favor or favors conferred to someone or put upon someone that leads us to extolling and magnifying the person who is giving us or doing us the favor. I think this is where it comes down to. Because while we tend to be thankful and grateful in all of these things, I'm convinced that the reason we do not, myself included, that we do not offer God a continual praise or a continual expression of our gratitude for personal favor is because we live as if we are entitled to what God does for us. We live as if, and we view it not as a favor, but rather as an expectation. And that is why we no longer praise continually. That is the reason why the praise is not upon our lips continually, because we've come to expect. We've come to just know that this is going to happen. We have come to the place in our lives where we are just in an expectant idea of God is going to bless me and God is supposed to bless me, and we even live as if, God, you better bless me. That's a dangerous place to be. Now God says, praise ye the Lord. Again, this plea to praise. Praise ye, O ye servants of the Lord. Notice that word there, servants. That is who we are. That is the purpose of what we are doing. He says, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Praise is not a matter of personality. Praise is not a matter of whether it involves shouting or crying or lifting up your hands. It's not what is the matter here, but we know that the praise, this expression of gratitude, is important to the Lord. Now I want you to notice through the rest of this psalm here, as we see why we should be praising God. Why should we? I mean, I know if we could sum it up as he did here by simply saying we should praise God because he is God. That ought to be reason enough, amen? He's God, therefore we praise him. But God went to some lengths here to explain to us why we ought to be praising him. In verse number 4 through verse number 6, the Bible says, "The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwell on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth?" Can I tell you the reason, first reason, we ought to praise God is because of his glory. The glory of God is what is so amazing here. He is exalted. He is lifted up. He even tells us in the New Testament that Jesus Christ, his own Son, is a name above every name. That every knee should bow, that every tongue confess that he is Lord. You see, he is God, and he has the glory of God. I love the expression here of the psalmist as he says, "The Lord is high above all nations." We take pride. We just had the Olympics, and we go through, and all the world comes together to compete in sports, and we place people upon pedestals, and we place gold around their necks and silver around their necks and bronze around their necks, and we keep the medal counts, and we play the national anthems of every country, and when they win, and we go through all of those things, and man, it's just it's really just a prideful thing, isn't it? And even us here, I mean, we sit down, and whether you watch the Olympics or not, you'll sit down and you'll say, "Oh, the U.S. is leading in medals. We're the best. We have more medals than anyone else. More gold, more silver, more total medals. We have them all." United States of America is great, isn't it? Wow, where's your patriotism? It's Labor Day tomorrow. We say things like, "God bless America." We have great pride in our nation. Other countries, can I just fill you in on something? Other countries have pride in their nations? They most certainly do. And you know what? They want God to bless their nation as well. Oh my. We're not the only ones. But yet even in that, I'm not here to submit to you who's the greatest nation. I'm here to submit to you that God is greater than any nation. God is greater than anything on this earth. And he is exalted beyond high. And we ought to praise him because of his glory. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Oh my. We have some that want to set themselves up as God. In our own thoughts, in our own minds, we use expressions in somewhat of a way of a cutting, but we use expressions like, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. No. Matter of fact, there's something beyond this world, and it's God. And he is greater than all of these things, and we ought to praise him because of this, because he is exalted, because he is exceptional. God is exceptional in all that he does. Who is like unto him who dwelleth on high? This verse number 6, I'm telling you, is extraordinary. Notice what it says. The Lord is high above all nations. His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Hey, real quick, we talk about, we find, while we might take great pride in our country. Other places take great pride in their countries and all of those things. We too, as Christians, you know what we do? We take great pride in heaven, don't we? When we talk about the streets of gold, we talk about the crystal sea, the gates of pearl. I mean, we could only dream of doing those things. We find great pride in one day when we die, or at the midnight cry, we're going there. I mean, name a magnificent place on this earth. I mean, the beauty that's you can behold. If you watch, you know, the Travel Channel, I mean, you can see all the places you can go to on this earth that are beautiful and that are magnificent. And they don't even hold a candle to heaven. I mean, Hawaii's got nothing. Nothing. Other tropical places have nothing on heaven, and yet the Bible says that God humbleth himself to consider what is on this earth. But hey, let me fill you in on something here too. He humbleth himself to even consider the things in heaven. That's how much glory God has. And we ought to praise him for that. And yet we get so caught up in the fact that God is doing us a favor. God does me a favor. Oh, we ought to praise him when he does. Amen. We ought to thank him when he does. Why? Because of his glory. He humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. Verse number 7. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and he lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. We ought to praise God because of his glory. But secondly, we ought to praise God because of his grace. There is nothing that says God has to lift anybody out of anything. Yes, he is God, but he chooses to do it. And we see the grace of his reaching down. God reached down to man as he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Sent him to be born of a virgin, to live a sinless, perfect, holy life, something that no other man or woman or boy or girl has been able to do. He humbled himself, reaching down so that he might raise up. Oh, we ought to praise him for that. You see, God is worthy of our praise because he's God, but he's done some things. His glory is magnificent, but his grace is far-reaching. While he's reached down, he's raised up, and he's removed us out. All by his grace, at the expense of Christ, his only begotten Son, God reached down. I love the picture when Peter came walking to Jesus on the water. As the Bible says, he began to take his eyes off and see the surroundings of what was going on. And Peter, that was once walking on the water, began to sink. And as he began to sink, he looked up at Jesus and he said, "Lord, save me!" And the Bible gives us this picture of Jesus reaching out and taking Peter by the hand and raising him up. Can I tell you, that's what Jesus did for you when you cried out to say, "Lord, save me." The difference is, rather than being on a sea walking towards him, you were in a miry clay, in a miry pit, sinking down at death's door, and said, "Lord, save me." When you did that, God reached down, he pulled you up, and he removed you out of it. And we ought to praise him for it. We ought to praise him for it. Oh, he continues here. He says that, verse number 8, he says that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He make the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children, praise ye the Lord. Can I tell you, because of His glory, we ought to praise Him. I tell you, because of His grace, we ought to praise Him. But thirdly, we ought to praise Him because of His greatness. God is great. He's beyond magnificent. He's beyond extraordinary. He's beyond exceptional. God is great. He cancels our past. He conquers our problem. I hope that you could agree this morning that God is great. Because He is great, we ought to praise Him. Let's deal with for a few moments why we don't. You know, in this room, if we had to start down here in the front and just go all the way through and ask, you know, hey, do you believe God's gloryful? Do you believe God has given us His grace? Do you believe God is great in all that He does? I don't think in this room that there is anyone that would say, no, I don't believe any of that. So you must answer the question, why do we not praise Him? If all of these things are true, why don't we praise Him? I mean, we could come up with every excuse. I think the most given excuse among men would be a very simple one. I forgot. Have you ever used that excuse before? I forgot. Yeah, we have. Can we truly forget God? Well, we sure do live our life that way. I forgot. I can't imagine. While I can imagine heaven, and I can imagine getting there and seeing the beauty and seeing all of those things when we stand before God, if He asked the question, Aaron, why didn't you praise me? Why didn't you give me the praise? I really can't imagine looking up and saying, well, I forgot. I think it's more, we just don't even think about it. We rarely consider the favor that God has given to our life. Think about the course that God has placed my life upon. He's placed your life upon. Talking a few days ago with my mother, and she was telling us about her and my father, how they met, and some different things there. She said, well, you know, if I hadn't married him, I wouldn't have had you and my sister. Well, yeah. See how God orchestrates things? Can you imagine? Think about the course of my own life, starting with my parents and going back to their parents, and things would be much differently, wouldn't they? I think about the course of my own life in meeting Rachel and marrying her, and how God brought all those things to be, and having our children. Same thing for you. Don't you think we could praise Him? I mean, even in the little things. I mean, I'm talking about the big things. But what about all the favor that God has shown upon your life? The Bible says, praise Him. Praise Him. Don't wait until November to praise Him. Don't wait until November to express your gratitude. Do it now. Do it forever. Yes, we have the one day, we have the one time that we set together as our country. We come together and, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Can I tell you, we have so much to be thankful for each and every day. We ought to praise Him. We ought to express our gratitude and praise the Lord. Notice He says, once again, praise ye the Lord. O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself, to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He raiseth up the poor of the dust. He lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. He is worthy. He deserves all the praise that we can give Him. Let's praise God. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. Are you here to praise the Lord? Are you here to just draw attention to yourself, myself? Why are we here? What are we doing in our lives to bring glory and honor and praise to God above? Let God speak to your heart this morning. Why don't you give Him praise? Our Heavenly Father, I thank You so much. God, man, not just be in a flippant way or in a religious activity way, but God, can we truly bring praise to You? That we not just bring praise when others are around, when it's expected by others. Oh, praise the Lord. May we not be flippant in our praising, but Father, in our own, bring that praise to You. May it be true and genuine in all that we do. We praise Your name. And it is in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us and rose again the third day according to the Scripture, sitting at the right hand of Your throne. We praise You for it. Have Your way during this time. May much praise be given to You. In Jesus' name we pray.